Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, today coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'm your preacher today as well, with a preaching I am entitled, I Wonder. The Gospel is from Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly I tell you, it will be hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again I tell you, 'tis easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astounded and said, "Then who can be saved?" But Jesus looked at them and said, "For mortals, 'tis impossible, but for God, all things are possible." Then Peter said to him in reply, "Look, we have left everything and followed you. What will we have?" Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of his glory, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father and mother or children or fields for my name's sake will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first." Thus ends the reading. We know this reading, of course, but I want to dig into it a little bit and look at Peter's surprise. Who can be saved if not the rich, the beautiful people? Everything is easy for them, of course, is what he's thinking. No, the things that matter are impossible for everyone. And the thing is, for rich people, they think everything is possible. Success makes people complacent about their ability to do all sorts of things. But heaven, 'tis impossible for anyone but God. 'Tis a gift. So far, okay. But then Peter says, "Well then, what about us? We left everything." Good point. And Jesus says something really surprising to him. At the renewal of things, the 12 of you will be sitting on the 12 thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Imagine this ragtag group being the ones to sit on the 12 thrones of the patriarchs. I mean, it's not that they're bad people, but they're not the cream of the crop. And they're the ones who are going to sit on the 12 thrones. Makes me wonder, who's going to sit on the throne judging me? Not the cream of the crop. I wonder if maybe it'll be that man that I met the other day on the bike path, who is clearly having a break with reality, with his things strewn all about, walking in circles, waving a hammer, yelling to himself. And I tried to help him a bit, not much. See, that's the thing. I tried to at least calm him down and get him to quit threatening and maybe put the hammer down, but I couldn't really help him the way he needed. And is he going to judge me? Because I tell you, seeing him like that, I never felt so rich in my life. Rich with a place to live, and mental health, and people who cared about me, and he had none of that. And I did just a little, not enough. And I wonder if he's going to sit on that throne and judge me, because he could. And I think, as you can tell, I didn't do enough. Yes, enter in the kingdom of heaven, bringing it about. 'Tis impossible, and 'tis impossible for me. And all my riches and all my comfort sometimes make it even harder to reach out to people who are struggling. And that's really what's going to get me into heaven. So yeah, I see. Riches can sometimes make it more difficult to get into heaven. But heaven's where I want to be. Do I want it enough to really, really choose voluntary poverty? That's a question, I wonder.